Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation that is still reeling from the horrific and racist shootings in Buffalo that occurred over the weekend. They occurred on Saturday. The President of the United States and his wife, Dr. Jill Biden, they made the trip to Buffalo today. The president spoke there. He was generally sympathetically received. Everybody reeling, the mayor of Buffalo, Byron Brown. And you may remember that he was one of those people who was victimized himself by an attack by an extreme leftist. And no, I don't mean a physical attack. I shouldn't lead any confusion there. But Byron Brown, who's been mayor of Buffalo for some 25 years, he had been challenged in a Democratic primary in this last election and lost to a radical candidate named India Walton. And but he ran anyway. He ran basically on a write-in and he won. And it's a good thing, too. He's handled this extremely well. Moments ago, Mayor Brown spoke about the shooter's hatred that led to the death of 10, a total of 13 people injured, 11 of those 13 black. Here is Mayor Brown.
The level of hatred in the heart and head of this individual is stunning. It's staggering to know that that kind of hate, that kind of evil, that kind of premeditated evil exists in our nation, exists in the state of New York. I think much more has to be done about social media and hate speech on social media, hate speech that comes out over our airwaves. The president touched on that. The president spoke about that, and I am hopeful that more will be done to prevent the proliferation of hate on social media.
One of the things that is so striking about the hatred on social media that he's talking about is they have now gone through his 180-page manifesto, so-called, and most of it is plagiarized. It's plagiarized from that Australian killer in Christchurch, New Zealand, who attacked a series of mosques and also was motivated by what is called the theory of the Great Replacement. And is the theory of the Great Replacement really as dangerous and as sickening and as wrong and, yes, evil as people are making out? Yes, it is, because it was cited very specifically by a range of killers. There's also numbers today, new numbers, about political violence and extremism. There are 450 cases that have been documented in the last year, thus more than one a day, of violent attacks, and 75% of those cases are right-wing violence. The left-wing violence exists. It is not comparable. That is a point that is made in a study published in the New York Times. And sure, the New York Times is ideologically motivated, but if you take a look at some of these deadly series of events, it's very tough to see anything comparable from the center. I mean, centrists are too busy trying to figure out where you stand to engage in violent attacks. But this sort of violence is something that people on the right, people of conscience, who are 99.99%, I believe, I hope, of people on the right, ought to make it very clear that there is no place for this kind of ideology. This is what the president sounded like today in Buffalo, making his speech about the murders that occurred over the weekend. President Biden.
What happened here is simple and straightforward. Terrorism. Terrorism. Domestic terrorism. Violence inflicted in the service of hate and the vicious thirst for power that defines one group of people being inherently inferior to any other group. A hate that through the media and politics, the internet, has radicalized angry, alienated, lost, and isolated individuals into falsely believing that they will be replaced, that's the word, replaced by the other, by people who don't look like them, and who are therefore, in the perverse ideology that they possess, and being fed lesser beings. I and all of you reject the lie. I call on all Americans to reject the lie. And I condemn those who spread the lie for power, political gain, and for profit. That's what it is.
Okay, obviously what he's talking about there when he talks about people purveying it for profit is some of the commentators, and there are some on the right who have championed this idea of the Great Replacement, that there is a conspiracy. That conspiracy usually is associated with Jewish people, which is why this has an anti-Semitic theme to it, and that people who deliberately are trying to extinguish the traditional white population of the United States. And this, of course, is also associated with the idea that basically a critical race theory, which is a real factor in American life and a very negative one, tries to make the case that white people should feel guilty for just existing, for breathing, for taking advantage of anything. And a part of what this also is responsible for is on the left and on the right, there have been too many claims about the disappearance of the white majority in America. And all of that is wrong. It is based upon the idea that if you have somebody who is, oh, say, one-fourth Latino, he's not white, which is, of course, ridiculous. And the entire idea that ignores the fact that in the last election, about 70% of people who voted were white, the fact that America remains a majority white country, and that, yes, there is a great deal of intermarriage, which would indicate that there is not this great and deep and profound enmity between whites and blacks and people who are Latino and people who are Asian. There's this more from President Biden recalling his involvement in this entire matter, beginning with Charlottesville. This is clip B.
We've now seen too many times the deadly and destructive violence this ideology unleashes. We heard the chants, "You will not replace us," in Charlottesville, Virginia. I wasn't going to run, as the senator knows, again for president. When I saw those people coming out of the woods of the fields in Virginia, in Charlottesville, carrying torches, shouting, "You will not replace us," accompanied by white supremacists and carrying Nazi banners, that's when I said, no, no. And I, honest to God, those who know me, Chuck, you know, I wasn't going to run for certain, but I was going to be darned if I was going to let anyway. I'm going to get going.
The president had more to say. We'll hear some of that. There is discussion about this. Also, his family is speaking out for the first time, the shooter's family of Peyton Gendron. And he 18-year-old, and they don't blame themselves, the family, What do they blame? We will let you know. We'll also talk about why is it that some countries did so much better against COVID than we did. Coming up on the MedVet Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Spring and summer, worth celebrating, don't you think? Particularly in the Northwest, but anywhere across the country. And something else worth celebrating, emerging from the pandemic and all the restrictions associated with it. So you're going to be more active. Why not be more ready for all of that activity with Relief Factor? This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more. And helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Michael Medved Show, we will get to your calls in just a moment at 1-800-955-1776. I wanted to play One more comment by the President of the United States. Joe Biden was speaking in Buffalo. He was speaking emotionally. The local officials, who everyone horrified, of course, by this completely needless death, especially given the fact that there were officials who had actually examined the killer. This is less than a year ago when he had indicated he was planning to commit a mass murder and suicide at his high school. And what happened is when they investigated him over that, when he was referred, he did that, gave that answer as part of a school assignment. So the school did the right thing. They notified the authorities. And they apparently did an interview with him. He said he was only joking. And they basically forgot about it. Here was a clip 21C, the president today speaking about the problem of white supremacy, which was one of the ideologies that clearly motivated the shooter in Buffalo. Listen.
White supremacy is a poison. It's a poison running through our, it really is, running through our body politic. And it's been allowed to fester and grow right in front of our eyes. No more. I mean, no more. We need to say as clearly and forcefully as we can that the ideology of white supremacy has no place in America. None. And look, failure for us to not say that, failure in saying that, is going to be complicity. Silence is complicity. It's complicity. We cannot remain silent.
And no, Americans should not remain silent on this issue, but they also should not exaggerate the importance or the power of white supremacist ideology right now in this country, which generally is considered totally unacceptable and, of course, should be. Let us go to Michael in Redmond, Washington. You're on the Michael Medved Show. Hi, Michael. You're on.
I'm not Michael.
Oh. Well, who are you?
Oh, I'm Jim in Portland.
Oh, okay. Hi, Jim. Go ahead.
Hi. I'm joining you just a few minutes late, but it, what I heard really gives me a jolt. Michael, I think there's not a problem in seeing the outside of a person. There is a problem of not seeing the inside of a person. You know, our nationalities and stuff, they're descriptive, not definitive. And I think if we, and I suppose we go in and out of focus on this. You know, we tend to go from generalization to overgeneralization. But I think if we try and keep this in mind, this would solve an awful lot of stuff to see the human being on the inside first. You know, the personality, the soul, that solves a lot of problems.
Right. Well, again, part of what is the problem with specifically this great replacement theory? Staying in the great replacement theory is that people of color, and particularly immigrants, black people, others who are not white, are actually being manipulated and being used not out of their own evil, but out of their own desire to survive. They're being manipulated by evil elites who are trying to install them to replace white people so they will have permanent political control. If you look at the 180-page manifesto that was written by Peyton Gendron, the shooter, what he is saying is not that necessarily people of color are evil, it's just that they're inferior, which kind of makes it even worse than evil, and that they are threatening to exterminate the white race. He was one of the things he was involved with was the 14 words. He had one of the things that was written as a rifle was the number 14, and the 14 words are words that were originated by a white supremacist, David Lane, I believe it was, who was responsible for the murder of a talk show host for the crime of being Jewish. There's a talk show host named Berg who was shot to death in Denver coming out of his studio. In any event, and what the 14 words say is, we must defend the white race and the existence of white children. And it often goes together. There's a combined number of 14, because that's a 14 words. I'll get them right for you in a moment. And they're combined with the number 88. So you have 14 and 88. And that's supposed to be 88 is eight, the letter H is the eighth letter of the alphabet, so 88 stands for Heil Hitler. And that's the kind of nonsense that we are dealing with. And yes, of course, it goes far beyond any kind of identification with skin color as an indication of either a guilt or, God forbid, inferiority. We will get to that and how, frankly, the need for public rejection of the Great Replacement Theory. It's a conspiracy theory, and it's an incredibly stupid one that has zero basis for belief or credibility. We will get to that. Somebody who certainly knows that and recognizes it is Dr. Mark Esper, who was the Secretary of Defense in the last stages of the Trump administration. And he has a new book, which is a startling view, actually, of the Trump administration during the election campaign, and then after the election campaign, with the beginnings of the Stop the Steal movement leading up to the grand finale of the attack on the Capitol building. We'll be speaking with former Secretary of Defense Mark Esper about his new book, Sacred Oath. Ultimately inspiring, by the way. Mark Esper coming up.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News. Congress is holding its first congressional hearing on UFOs in 50 years. On Tuesday, the Pentagon showcased declassified photos and videos of UFOs to Congress, including a flying object without a specific explanation. Deputy Director of Naval Intelligence Scott Bray.
We're open to all hypotheses. We're open to any conclusions that we may encounter.
The hearings follow a report on UAPs last year, which found there were 144 encounters between 2004 and 2021. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are in Buffalo, New York on Tuesday. The Bidens visited the memorial at the Tops Market where 10 people died in a mass shooting over the weekend. The President and the First Lady also met with the victims' families. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
There's a remarkable new book that has been making a number of headlines. Headlines because of some of its revelations about the final stages of the Trump administration. Mark Esper was our Secretary of Defense, and he was somebody with a very distinguished military background. And he believes that it was actually the character formation that he received at the United States Military Academy at West Point that allowed him to survive and to prevail, ultimately, some of the difficulties that he encountered in the Trump administration. The book is called A Sacred Oath, Memoirs of a Secretary of Defense During Extraordinary Times. First of all, Secretary Esper, let me congratulate you on the book.
Well, thanks, Michael. I really appreciate that, and thank you for that kind introduction.
Well, again, the book actually kept me up late last night, in the middle of the night, reading it, because trying to read about and imagine your experiences. You say in the book that you were not ever worried about being fired. You ultimately were fired by President Trump. You were worried about being fired too soon. What did that mean?
Yeah, thanks for asking that question. And that's I give you credit for picking that sentence out because I thought that was an important part of that chapter that I wrote. And what it means is this was, you know, after the events of June 1st, when the president was asking for 10,000 troops to be deployed to the streets of America, and then, of course, suggests that protesters be shot. I realize that my higher duty now became not resigning, which I considered and pondered, and I talk about this a lot in the opening pages of the book, but to really hold on, stay in the position, and do everything I could to advance a positive agenda I had within the Pentagon to modernize our military, to face off the Chinese, to build our cyber capabilities, etc. But on the other hand, to make sure I could push back on bad ideas, dangerous ideas, to reshape what I thought was bad policy and those types of things. So my concern was not that I would be fired as I pushed back, but to think about how I did that in a way that I was not fired too soon, and too soon being prior to the election on November 2nd, because what I felt that I had to do at that point was to get at least the institution of DOD to that point without any politicization, without any misuse of the military, and so on. And so I talk about through various chapters this walking through this minefield, as I describe it, through the various months of the summer and the fall to get to November 2nd. And then ultimately, of course, I'm fired on a week later on November 9th.
All right. One of the things that is very striking in your book is you don't seem to be some kind of rebel against conservative orthodoxy. You come across as patriotic, conservative. You mentioned several times your great admiration for President Reagan. Was it ideas, differences in policy, or temperament that you believe represented the greatest dangers of the Trump presidency?
Yeah. Again, a very good question. You know, I consider myself, as you know, a Reagan Republican. I think you're a fan of the 40th president as well.
Absolutely.
He inspired me to go to West Point. And then, you know, my first job out of the military, I worked for the Heritage Foundation, which was his think tank, right, a conservative, established think tank, and then worked on the Hill for a number of conservatives in Congress. So when I looked at the Trump agenda, it was a lot of traditional conservative agenda items, and I helped write the platform in 2008 for Republicans, so I know what that looked like. You know, lower taxes, less regulation, smaller government, conservative judges, border security, rebuilding the military, which was very important to me. So I didn't have issues on the policy side because, for the most part, he, the president, pushed those things, and they had success, but in too many cases went too far, and we can talk about that. My issue became more of temperament and the judgment that took him too far in some of those areas that I just fundamentally disagreed with. And so that was became increasingly more of my concern the longer I served in office.
Well, one of the things you write about, and it's one of the things that kept me up, I mean, literally, we're talking 3 in the morning, reading a sacred oath. It's posted on our website at michaelmedved.com. Was we have a traditional, and it's part of your sacred oath, divider between civil authority, which is elected, and our military establishment, which is responsible for protecting our nation and defending us. And it seems that there were legitimate concerns that President Trump was going to try to use the military as part of a grand scheme to overturn the election. Was that a concern of yours?
Well, first of all, you're right about the role of the Secretary of Defense and the respective roles of the institution of DOD, the military in particular, and civilian authority. And my challenge is straddling that divide with one foot in the military camp and one foot in the political camp as a political appointee, and making sure that I led the institution in an apolitical manner on one hand, but was conscious of the politics on the other. And that was a challenge. And of course, I, you know, grew up in the military, if you will, professionally, but had spent the last 10, 15 years of my life in the civilian side, a lot of time in politics. So as we get into the fall, I become increasingly concerned that the military might be used in some way, shape, or form, either to create some type of event externally where the country might rally around the president momentarily because of some military action. And then as we crept closer to the election, might a situation evolve the day after the election where either President Trump wins and protesters come out in the streets and he feels inclined to use the military against them in a very rough way, or he doesn't win and, you know, there's some of these harebrained schemes to seize ballot boxes using the military or and then run a reelection. Things that we learn about later in December, late December, that folks, some folks were planning. So those were things I had to keep in mind. And, you know, my job as Secretary of Defense, and by nature, I try and stay two or three steps ahead of the situation. And so I had to keep a careful eye on those types of things and make sure I was, you know, planning appropriately.
And you saw the early stages of what became known, at least to a lot of people in the center and on the left, as the big lie, the idea that President Trump... Did you have at any point any serious doubt about the election being free and fair?
No, I really didn't. When you see the numbers, I mean, I think there were, what, five states in which there were challenges. I think President Biden had won in both the popular count and electoral count, but you'd have to check me on that. And, look, there are always accusations of some type of, you know, fraud, but I'd seen that before, going back, of course, to, you know, the George W. Bush election in 2000. And so presidents in the past have challenged things here and there in the courts. I think that's, the way to handle it. And I thought it would play out that way, but quickly be dismissed. And people would move on, the president would concede, and we'd have a normal transition. And that maybe that was a little bit naive. But no, I didn't see it coming the way it evolved, the way it did. In fact, on the Monday morning of my dismissal, what I said to my team that was gathered was, you know, the election had not yet been called, that we should anticipate a Biden win, and that I want us to lean forward and have the best transition possible so that, you know, the new administration can hit the ground running. Not because I voted for Joe Biden, I didn't, and not because I'm not a Democrat, but, you know, we have this thing called a transfer of power, and he won, and you, for the sake of the country, you want to give them a fair start. And so
We will get right back to Mark Esper, the author of A Sacred Oath. It's posted on our website. It is a fascinating and important book. How does what he learned pertain to the future of American politics, which deeply involves Donald J. Trump? We will get to that and more with Mark Esper, former defense secretary, coming up. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II and, yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Sacred Oath, a new bestseller and revelatory. If you did not know about the Trump administration plan, which thank God was never executed, to use American missiles to knock out some of the drug dealing by Mexican cartels with the belief that no one would understand that they actually came from America. Well, we had a Secretary of Defense who was sitting there to basically rein in schemes like that. In his book, A Sacred Oath, Memoirs of a Secretary of Defense During Extraordinary Times, Mark Esper writes, my 4 years at West Point provided the foundation that would allow me decades later to stand up against a president who undermined our nation's institutions and traditions, had little respect for truth or propriety, and put himself above everything else. The Academy's purpose of developing leaders of character who valued integrity, put country and mission first, and as the cadet prayer asked God to do, make us choose the harder right instead of the easier wrong, all ran counter to Donald J. Trump's way of doing business. Now, given the fact that you write those words in this book, I would take it that you're not going to be participating in the Trump campaign for restoration in 2024.
Yeah, no, that's correct. I will not be, and I hope he doesn't run. And not just that, I hope he stays out of it, out of the election in terms of trying to endorse a candidate if he decides not to run. But again, I know that's probably hoping for too much. The message I'm trying to get out now is for Republicans like myself, and particularly if you're a Reagan Republican, is to say, look, we can find a candidate who can advance all those traditional core Republican principles and objectives that I spoke about earlier, smaller government, stronger military, lower taxes, et cetera, but do so with a leader who will put country first, who will have integrity, and who will bring Americans together, who will unite us and grow the political base, the Republican base, because, look, you can't govern, and you can't apply those core conservative principles if you don't win elections. And what happened in 2020 is we lost the White House, we lost the Senate, and we never reclaimed the House of Representatives. So we need somebody who can win and can win with a positive agenda and can win in a way that will bring the American people closer together. That's my hope, and that's what I'd like to work for.
And one of the things you do in your book, you acknowledge that there were certain things that President Trump accomplished that you give him great credit for, including the decision, and it was a tough decision, to take out Soleimani, the Iranian terrorist chieftain, the head of the Revolutionary Guard Corps. Was that something where you worked together with President Trump on reaching that decision?
Yes, we did. He was the one that actually put that option on the table, and we assessed it and supported it. And I thought that was a bold decision by him. Just like I thought, you know, his endorsement and support for Operation Warp Speed was very important. I mean, it delivered two vaccines in time. And again, he was successful in lowering taxes. He put a lot of conservative judges on the bench at multiple levels. So the Trump administration is not without its successes. It's just at times the president would go too far. You know, I believe that our allies should share more of the burden, but I wouldn't threaten to withdraw from NATO or from our alliance with the Koreans. And it was just cases like that where things just went too far. I believe in law and order, right? Traditional Republican value as well. But you have to balance that with empathy, and you can't. Law and order doesn't mean you call active duty troops into the streets of America. So it's just example after example like that where I just saw President Trump going too far.
And when you talk about going too far, the book includes stories about how close we came to a war in Korea, which you speculate could have been worse than the original Korean War in terms of losses and bloodshed. How did that manage to be avoided?
You know, Michael, I still don't have the insights on that. A couple of people have asked me that on the side, and it's not clear to me, but what I describe in the book is I become Army Secretary in late 2017, and when I arrive at the Pentagon, we are preparing for war. The United States Army is preparing for war, and about a month or two later, I'm in Alabama, and we get this phone call that the president is about to announce the withdrawal of Americans, at least DOD family members, from the peninsula. And as I write in the book, I don't know how this happened, how it began. I'm trying to find out what's prompting this evacuation, because I know that when you do something like that, it sends all the signals to the North Koreans and others that, you know, we're on a war footing and something may happen. And about an hour or so later, I get the word that it's all called off. It's not going to happen. And to this date, I have no idea. But I surmise, based on my experiences later, that the president or someone around him came up with this idea to withdraw Americans from the peninsula and had talked him into it, and this was gaining some momentum at the White House until somebody interceded and walked him back. And, you know, people were not considering the second, third, and fourth order effects. So that was just conjecture by me in the book, but it's stuff like that that I would see happen later during my time as SecDef when I'm in some of these meetings, and I could see how the back and forth of such discussions.
Yeah, and I should mention in the book that you served with distinction as Secretary of the Army before you went over to DOD, to Defense Secretary. Okay, you mentioned before, and I heartily agree with you, that it's very important for some fresh leadership for the Republican Party. I'm not going to ask you who we should be looking for, but what we should be looking for, what kind of qualities, what kind of characteristics should conservatives, Reagan Republicans, as you would describe yourself, I describe myself, a Reagan Republican should look for the next leader of our party?
Sure. Good question, Michael. I think it's somebody has to advance core conservative principles that drive good conservative policy objectives, and we've talked about those a few times. I think next you have to have somebody that clearly puts, you know, country over self, that they've demonstrated integrity in office. Peculiar to where we are today, they have to show a lot of daylight between themselves and Donald Trump. And I think lastly, they have to show the capability to grow the Republican base and, by extension, unite the American people, because my concern right now is that the greatest threat facing our wonderful, wonderful country is the extreme partisanship on both sides of the aisle that's creating dysfunction in Washington, D.C. And you know, Ronald Reagan was all about uniting the American people, about talking about the vision of it. Of that, you know, city on the hill, and shining city on the hill. And that's what we need to get back to, is a leader who will unify us, more of us at least, and get the country moving forward and not stuck in neutral, which I fear is where we are right now.
Mark Esper, I know you have to go, but people can pick up this book and find either a surprise or an insight on every single page. The book, again, is called A Sacred Oath, Memoirs of a Secretary of Defense During Extraordinary Times. And one of the things at the very end is something in itself very extraordinary, where nine living secretaries of defense basically put out a joint statement together, including the late Don Rumsfeld and people who served in Democratic administrations as well. And it really talks about calling on the higher angels, better angels of our nature. Again, Mark Esper, I hope we'll have you back on the show, and I wish you great success with the book. And we'd love to have you back to talk about more of the aspects and some of the surprises that became very clear in the account of his service in the Trump administration. Part of what we're talking about bringing the nation together, what's lacking is trust. And there's a terrific analysis about why it is that Australia, of all places, Australia ended up having much less than one-tenth the death rate from COVID-19 than the United States. That actually, if we had had the same rate of death and suffering from COVID-19 as the nation of Australia, which is a nation of 27 million, we could have saved the lives of 900,000 Americans. So what went wrong? We will get to that. We will also be talking to Ian Rowe, a marvelous scholar for American Enterprise Institute, who has been on this show many times. But he has a new book called The Virtue of Agency. And what does that mean? It means that you don't blame the system and you don't blame the victim. You take charge of your situation, and that certainly is the tradition and the need for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Are you suffering with joint discomfort? Suffering every morning getting out of bed? Do your hips and shoulders ache? Are you suffering with the pain of heartburn? Try all kinds of pills. Nothing seems to do the job. Balance 7 in 3 days will reduce the acid in your body and reduce your discomfort dramatically. And Balance 7 has a 100% money-back guarantee. All nature-made ingredients, no chemicals. Order Balance 7 at balance7.com. Get relief with Balance 7. No longer able to eat the food you enjoy because of the pain of heartburn? Balance 7 has a pH of 11+, which will allow you to go back to the food you love. All the ingredients are made by nature. Get heartburn relief, and Balance 7 has a 100% money-back guarantee. Order now. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.